March 22nd through 28th. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29. Jesus Christ will gather his people. You know the children you teach, and there are many truths in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, that can bless them. Follow the inspiration of the Spirit as you study Section 29 and record impressions about how you will teach the children these truths. Invite sharing. Consider inviting a few children to share some of the ways they learn the gospel at home, individually, or with their families. Invite one or more children to share their testimony of something they learned this week at home. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 2. Jesus Christ will gather his people before he comes again. We are gathered by the Savior when we accept and follow his teachings. Possible activities. Let the children color this week's activity page while you show the video Chicks and Hens from churchofjesuschrist.org. Ask the children to listen for how the hen protects the chicks. After reading Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 2, act out the analogy of Christ gathering his people as a hen gathereth her chickens. One child could pretend to be the hen and choose a corner of the room to stand in. When he or she clucks, have all the children gather around him or her. Children could take turns being the hen. Hold up a picture of the Savior and invite the children to gather to him. Share with the children how Jesus helps us when we gather to him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 2 through 11. I can prepare to meet the Savior. Someday, each of us will be in the presence of Jesus Christ. While that day may be far into the future, the children can still think about what it will be like and how they can prepare for it. Possible activities. Show a picture of the Second Coming. See Gospel Art Book number 66. And help a child read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verse 11. Help the children notice phrases in the scripture that describe what they see in the picture. Share with the children how you feel about Jesus Christ coming to earth again. As a class, sing a song about the second coming, such as When He Comes Again, from Children's Songbook, pages 82 through 83. Show the children pictures of things they can do to prepare to meet the Savior and live with Him forever. See Gospel Art Book for some ideas. Help them find other ways to prepare in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 2 through 10. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29. Heavenly Father prepared a plan of salvation for me. The more a child knows about God's plan of salvation, the more he or she can exercise faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to follow that plan. What parts of the plan do you feel impressed to focus on? Possible activities. Ask several children to share an example of a time when they had a plan, such as for a trip or for accomplishing a task. You could also share examples of plans, such as a calendar with activities written on it or instructions to make something. Why are plans useful? Share with the children that Heavenly Father has a plan that will allow us to become like Him. To help the children understand God's plan, make signs with these terms: premortal life, the creation, the fall, earth life, and the second coming. After explaining each term, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 9 through 45, give each sign to a different child and ask them to stand in a line in the correct order to show when each event occurs in Heavenly Father's plan. Each child could share what he or she knows about what is on his or her sign. Help the children see how knowing about Heavenly Father's plan helps us become more like Him and the Savior. Use one or more of the activities below to teach truths about the plan and how they apply to us. Consider asking a few of the children to come prepared to help you teach. Agency. Help the children understand that Heavenly Father has given us the gift of agency, the freedom to choose, and holds us accountable for our choices. See Doctrine and Covenants section 29 verses 39 through 40. Create two signs for each child, one that represents making a good choice, for example, a smiling face, and one that represents making a bad choice, for example, a frowning face. Share examples of good choices and bad choices, and ask the children to raise the correct sign. Ask the children to share blessings that come when we follow Jesus Christ. Why does Heavenly Father let us make our own choices? The commandments. Invite the children to make a list on the board of some of the commandments. For examples, they could search Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, and Gospel Art Book, numbers 103 through 115. Why does Heavenly Father give us commandments? What do we learn from Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verse 35, about Heavenly Father's commandments? The Atonement of Jesus Christ. Help the children see that Heavenly Father prepared a way for us to be forgiven when we make wrong choices. Ask each child to read one of the verses in Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verse 1, and verses 42 through 43, and share what it teaches about the Savior's atonement. Find a creative way to invite the children to share what they found, like in order of their birthdays, or shortest to tallest, and so on. Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verses 1 through 2. Jesus Christ will gather His people before He comes again. How can you help the children you teach be excited about helping with the gathering of Israel? Possible activities. Invite the children to read Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verses 1 through 2, and look for what the Lord compares Himself to. What do the children imagine when they read this comparison? What did the Lord say we must do to be gathered by Him? One way to get the children excited about the gathering is to share the story of someone who joined the church. For example, who introduced your family to the church? Consider asking children in advance to find out about the first member of the church in their families and share his or her story with the class. Invite the children to make a list of ways they can help people gather to the Savior. For example, they could invite friends or family members to a primary activity, or to a home evening with their families. The 10th article of faith talks about the gathering of Israel. Do any of the children have this article of faith memorized? If they do, invite them to recite it for the class. If not, help them set a goal to memorize it. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to write down a truth they learned in class. Ask for a few ideas of what they will do to share this truth with their families. Improving our teaching. Pay attention. Pay attention to how the children in your class are responding to learning activities. If they become restless, it may be time to move on to another activity or to take a walk. If you notice that the children are engaged and learning, don't feel pressured to move on.